WEF, biometric digital ID cards can track vaccination status, Dutch Queen Maxima says at Davos. By Kurt Zindelke on January 20, 2024. The introduction of biometric digital identity cards could be used by governments to track who actually got a vaccination or not. Queen Maxima of the Netherlands said at the annual World Economic Forum meeting in Davos this week. Queen Maxima, a longtime social justice campaigner who has served as the United Nations Secretary General's Special Advocate for Inclusive Finance for Development, UNSCSA, since 2009, urged for the wider adoption of biometric digital ID cards globally during a WEF panel discussion titled Comparing Notes on Financial Inclusion on Thursday. When I started this job, there were actually very little countries in Africa or Latin America that had one ubiquitous type of ID. And certainly that was digital and certainly that was biometric. We've really worked with all our partners to actually help grow this. And the interesting part of it is that yes, it is very necessary for financial services, but not only. Aside from financial services, the Argentinian-born Dutch Queen went on to argue that the use of digital IDs could be used to keep track of school enrollment and to help people to receive welfare from the government. In addition, Queen Maxima argued that digital IDs are good for health and that governments could use the system to track who actually got a vaccination or not. The Dutch Queen has also been one of the leading proponents of the introduction of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, to increase financial inclusion. While CBDCs function similarly to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, they are not based on a decentralized network but rather controlled by a central bank, which critics argue could potentially give the government the ability to track all financial transactions made by the public. Critics of CBDCs have also warned that if used in tandem with digital IDs, they could be used to impose a communist China-style social credit score system in the West in which the government can manipulate the spending habits of the public. The director of fintech at the Bank of England, Tom Mutton, previously admitted that a CBDC could be programmable by the government, meaning that politicians and bureaucrats could determine what is appropriate for citizens to spend their money on. Others, including Brexit leader Nigel Farage, have warned that digital IDs could be tied to a carbon credit score system, in which the government could impose limits on the amount of energy an individual is permitted to use. At the World Economic Forum meeting in 2022, Alibaba Group President J. Michael Evans said that his company would implement an individual carbon footprint tracker for citizens in China. While the Chinese coronavirus has largely subsided and faded from public consciousness, globalist institutions are still seeking to implement draconian surveillance measures under the pretext of preparing for a future pandemic, with the World Health Organization, WHO, warning of a so-called disease X that could be 20 times more deadly than COVID-19. At last year's WEF meeting in Davos, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair doubled down on the need for vaccine passports, arguing that global digital infrastructures are necessary to monitor individual vaccine status. Blair went on to predict that there would be a slew of new vaccines and other injectables introduced to the world over the next few years. In June, the WHO announced that it would be adopting the European Union's digital COVID-19 certification system as the basis for a global digital health system to monitor ongoing and future health threats. The QR code-based system was used extensively by European travelers to prove their vaccination or recovery status during the coronavirus crisis. Follow Kurt Zindelke on X, follow @KurtZindelke or email to xzindelke@breitbart.com.